أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد ضربنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل ولئن جئتهم بآية ليقولن الذين كفروا إن أنتم إلا مبطلون. كذلك يطبع الله على قلوب الذين لا يعلمون. فاصبر إن وعد الله حق ولا يستخفنك الذين لا يوقنون. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. These are the concluding ayat of Surah Ar-Rum. The ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the halat and the condition of the mujrimun, the sinners, the transgressors, the disbelievers, that when they stand on the day of Qiyamah, they will say, مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةً, taking a qasam to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they will say that we did not remain on this earth or in the qabr for more than an hour. And obviously they will want respite and they will want to come back onto this world to carry out the amal and the actions as in other ayats of the Qur'an Kareem. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them and reminds us also that now at this moment and time we are all in this dunya. In this moment and time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for us a complete code of hidayat, and that is the Qur'an Kareem, a complete way of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this Qur'an for us. There is no doubt in the fact that there are intricacies in the Qur'an Kareem, but those intricacies are not of that nature that will affect our hidayat, will affect our understanding in the very, very basic concepts of akhirat, in the very basic concepts of Tawheed, in the very basic concepts of the Nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Certainly we have presented for the whole of mankind in this Qur'an, مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ, all forms of examples. If you look at the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so simple that you and I as human beings, we all understand from examples. In bayanat, in talks, in lectures, ulama give us simple examples for us to understand the most complex of issues. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the very same thing, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us different forms of examples for us to understand the reality of this life, the shortness of this life, the reality of the hereafter, the life in the qabr, the standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All this has been very simply and very clearly explained to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after taking us now from qiyamat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings us back to the reality of the life that we are in, that this is the kitab, this is the Quran that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has simplified these very, very basic issues for us to understand. وَلَئِنْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ لَيَقُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مُبْطِلُونَ. But the reality is this, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if you have to bring to them an ayah, a verse of the Qur'an Kareem, or any other sign like a miracle or whatever, then لَيَقُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve will most certainly say, إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مُبْطِلُونَ, that certainly you are from the fabricators, you are from those that falsify. In other words, they will not want to accept this Qur'an, they will not want to accept this wahi and the hidayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. Again and again we are reminded of this fact that okay, they didn't bring iman in the Qur'an, so they refuted the Qur'an Kareem. You and I have brought iman in the Qur'an Kareem. What is left for us is to act upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this kitab, to act on the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. When they turned away from this kitab, when they began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has fabricated, he has falsified, and they did not accept the very clear ayat and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sealed their hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that similarly, يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed upon the hearts In other words, placed a seal upon the hearts, الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, upon those people who do not know, who do not understand. That the Qur'an was being revealed in their midst, they understood the truthfulness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they realized the eloquence of the Qur'an, they knew it could have never been the word of any human being, but yet they did not accept this Qur'an, and the consequences of that is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed a seal upon their hearts. فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain persevering, for certainly the wa'da, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. And here the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were many. One was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the coming of the day of Qiyamah, and the coming of the day of Qiyamah, most certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with the disbelievers. One was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also spoken about Ghulibati Rum in the very beginning of the surah, that Rome at this time had been overpowered by the Persians, but the time will come when Rome will overpower the Persians, and similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you victory over the disbelievers, and that wa'da and promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, and every other promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوْقِرُونَ. And those who do not have the yaqeen, those who do not have the faith and the conviction of belief, let them not indulge in you, and let them not turn you away from this quality of sabr and perseverance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. So at the very end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of remaining persevering and steadfast. And this is also the message for you and I also, that when we see the conditions of the world, the Islamic world, the Muslim world throughout the globe, we will find that there are many things that creates within our hearts concerns, but of course we need to persevere and we need to continue adherence to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.